things get a little bit grim.
But this is especially heinous.
Did you tell the police that she was murdered, May?
Nope.
Witchy ghost stuff.
Ah! That made me scared.
A spooky girl amateur hour.
This is exciting.
We've been very nervous for the last approximate 2 hours. So
we got way over prepared, and I've been here since 5:30.
Which we love.
So exciting. Oh my gosh. Okay, so we're a little bit grim.
The podcast, you found it.
Hi, we're here. And you're here as well. That's Taylor.
That's Jenny.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. And while, so this audio is going to be posted
tomorrow. Yeah. I'm not gonna edit it, so whatever happens.
So if you're just listening to this and not watching this, we are live on Instagram right now,
where you should be following us if you're not already.
You could have joined in on the fun, but today it's a grab bag episode.
We're so excited. So this is what we've been hoarding your stories like dragons and treasure.
We have paperwork.
So much paperwork. Oh my gosh. So these are so good, guys.
It's so good. Every ounce of self-restraint to not read more than like the first line. And they've been sitting in the inbox just like begging for my Snoopy nosy ways to get in there.
I know.
But I have it. So these are going to be a surprise for us as we read them.
Yeah. If you have questions, I guess, like, put them in the comments.
Oh, yeah.
And we can check those in between stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also tell us where you're checking in from. We would love to hear from you. And we will answer questions kind of
as we go. Okay.
Does that sound good?
It sounds like a dreamboat.
We didn't really plan that.
No.
Kind of threw that in there.
Despite all of our meticulous planning for this one specific evening, we did not plan that.
A Q&A. But here we are.
That's fine.
Would you like to refill
this? Yeah, do you
this?
Want some more?
Yeah.
Boop. I'm going to make a spectacle of myself.
Oh, thank you.
You are so welcome.
I like it when you're a spectacle. That's a lot of fun.
Thanks. I have no other way to be.
Oh, we've got Florida, Chicago, Noblesville, Indy.
Ooh.
All over.
I love this with my whole smelly cold heart.
What?
Yeah.
Smelly?
A little smelly. Sometimes.
Speak better of yourself, please. Jesus. Okay. All right. Do you want to go first or shall I go first?
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Do you want to rock, paper, scissors about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, go. Ugh.
Rock, paper, scissors, go. Okay. Wait. I'll go first.
No!
We didn't decide. Okay. I'm going to read a story from Quinn, who uses they, them pronouns.
Quinny!
Quinn has been around since pretty much the beginning.
The early days. We love them.
So here's my story about how I saw the ghost from my childhood nightmares at Disney World.
What an awful story.
Y'all know that I love Disney World. I'm here for a spooky story about the most magical place on Earth.
Okay, how does this happen? Tell me more.
Okay, so one of my first memories ever is a dream I had when I was about 2 years old. I have a very good memory going all the way back to this dream. I remember in the dream that I was just chilling out in my Pooh Bear tent. So cute!
Wholesome!
You know, being a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Before debilitating student debt and worldwide pandemic. Facts. Anyway, I was in my tent peeking out in our living room, and we had a wall that didn't have anything on it. Well, some raggedy zombie-looking, skeleton-looking dude in a tux comes through the wall.
Excuse you, sir.
First of all, why so fancy? I was a baby sitting in my own piss.
Quinn!
He wasn't impressing me with that dumb top hat either. Anyway, he opens our wall like a freaking door. Like he ripped open our wall just to pop in to say something.
Like the Kool-Aid man.
I'm not here for it. I'm not here for a skeleton Kool-Aid man in a tux.
property damage skeletons.
Gross. Now I have no idea what he said. I grew up deaf, so most of my dreams were just undistinguishable speech. And yes, deaf people do dream in sign language sometimes. That's really interesting.
That's super cool.
Then another night, I had a continuation of this dream. I was about 4 when I had this dream. I had dreamt that I saw him do the exact same thing, except this time I followed him.
Ooh, bold.
Brave little Quinn. And somehow, I got this invisible door open and followed him. But I opened that door, and it's like a wood shop. Like, this guy is just on the other side of my wall, working in his wood shop? In a tuxedo? Where is your safety gear?
OSHA, where are you?
No kidding. Anyway, the wood shop was dope and all, but there was another door, a normal door, not like the door from someone's wall, and it led to my backyard. I remember seeing it in the dream and trying to follow the skeleton zombie dude. However, my dream just stopped there, or at least my memory of it. I remember that this guy looked like vividly. He had a green green zombie-like skin on top of a frail skeleton-like body. He had scraggly thin hair under his top hat. Anyway, the image of that scared the living shit out of me for at least a decade.
As it should.
Yeah. While I love horror and spooks now, I was a very easily scared child. Same. I didn't watch Lion King until I was 16 because of the hyena scene. It scared me too much.
Queen.
Well, I had repeats of that dream for a few years. Nothing new, just the same first dream every once in a while.
Huh.
Then when I was about 9 and my family went to Disney World, which was dope, it was all chill, just questioning how the hell Chip and Dale got so big. Yes. Anyways, we went to the Haunted Mansion ride. Well, I was, of course, easily spooked by just about everything. So in the ride, there are these mirrors that show a ghost in your seat. At 9, I knew this was a ride and all fake, but I was already on edge. In the front of me in the mirror was a green ghost on top with a top hat in a tuxedo with scraggly hair. I know exactly what part of this ride she's talking about, or they're talking about. I know exactly what part.
Is that when, like, you're in, you go through this, like, little hallway, and there's, like, a, what are those called? A hologram.
Yeah.
Of them, like, sitting next to you?
Yes. Yep. Ah! Scary. I grabbed a Google image of this guy since I didn't take a picture with my Pokemon disposable camera in 2005. So this ghost from my literal baby nightmares is sitting in front of me, seemingly sitting in between my mom and I. But just seeing the image of this guy shook me up for the rest of the day. It was spooky seeing something that I thought was a strictly a dream thing out in the real world. Like, my baby brain created this guy, and then Disney hacked my brain and stole the character, my character design. Rude. Now, I did some researching on this guy while writing the story. The ghost bitch apparently has a name. He's called the Hatbox Ghost, and he's part of the Hitchhiking Ghosts. You know, the Haunted Mansion trio of ghosts.
Oh.
And then we've got a quote. The figure is described as an elderly male ghost in a cloak and top hat, leaning on a cane and wavering hand and clutching a hat box in the other. The idea behind the hat box ghost figure was for the head to vanish from atop its shoulders and reappear alternately inside the hat box.
Ooh.
Grizzly.
That's terrible.
In time with an adjacent bride's figure's beating heart. From Wikipedia.
Yes.
And then they say, okay, but I swear it was a tux. He was created for the Disneyland Haunted Mansion, but was removed after opening due to the illusion not working successfully. However, he returned to that attraction in 2015. Okay, that's literally all the stories I have right now. You guys got all my interesting stories already. I'm all out for now. To the world listening, this is not an invitation for a poltergeist or a demon. Thank you very much.
I did not claim any of the negative energy from this listener story.
And that is, again, from Quinn and Nebula,
their cat. Oh, my God. Okay, one, that's terrifying. I can't imagine seeing...
Truly. Oh, cat.
Something that you thought was, like, in your dream, like, inside your brain. And then,
right.
And then for that to be outside of your brain.
No, thanks.
Yeah. I don't think so. Yeah. No. Okay. So, okay, this one.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, what?
Quinn is in the chat.
Oh.
And they said, I can't remember if I wrote this story before or after the update on this story.
There's an update? Quinn! Send us the update!
Type quickly, my friend. Send us a message.
Get those little fingers to type in.
Okay.
I gotta know. I gotta know more.
I know. I do too.
Okay.
All right, so this story.
This is from Jacqueline. She goes by Jackie. And she says, in your newest grab bag, you asked for glitches in the Matrix stories. Oh, I can't.
I both love and hate glitches in the Matrix. I think they're fascinating, but also terrifying.
I love to read about them on Reddit.
Oh, I will get down so many Reddit holes.
This is... like a month and a half ago, I was like, Taylor, remind me on this grab bag to tell you my glitch in the Matrix story.
Okay.
So when we're done, somebody remind me because we'll forget.
Absolutely. We cannot be in charge of any to-do lists.
Nay, nay. So she says, well, this is mine. It's definitely not scary, but it freaked me out and does so till this day. Anyway, here it is. Me and my dad were searching for apartments in a new city. So we were looking for schools. The night before, I had taken a sleeping pill at 4 a.m, so I was exhausted in the daytime. I'd fallen asleep, and in my dream, I dreamt that we went to this school. Our conversation was about how beautiful the school was and how it was perfect. When I woke up, the exact same thing in my dream happened in real life. Ugh. I was so scared, and my dad just brushed it off as me being awake, but I swear to this day that I was asleep and dreamt the exact same thing.
Oh my gosh.
Everything was exactly like my dream. Our conversation, the school, the place where we parked. To this day, whenever I think about it, I get chills. Was it a glitch in the Matrix or deja vu? I don't know, but this is my story. I've never experienced something like this before, but I do get a lot of deja vu sometimes. Thanks for hosting such a great podcast. I love you guys and your dynamic. Keep doing what you do.
Oh.
That was cute.
So sweet. That for sure glitch in the Matrix.
That has to be. You like accidentally. It's like when you're playing a video game and then you die and you like reload at like your original starting point.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what happened.
Absolutely. So you have a glitch in the Matrix story you're going to tell at the end. And I have my dream story that I'll tell at the end.
Yes.
Okay, because I've never told that on the podcast, right?
Help us remember. Oh. Wait, which, the...
No. Other one.
No.
Okay. I'll tell that one.
Okay.
This is how we communicate.
This is what doesn't translate well to the audio.
Why we should be a visual podcast, truly. Oh my gosh. Okay, oh, it's my turn. Let me put my wine down. This one comes with a photo.
Ooh, we'll post it on the Instagram.
Yes. Okay. So this is a mirror story.
No.
Yeah.
Mirrors freak me the fuck out.
I know. My sister-in-law has recently started listening to the show, and I did a mirror story for Halloween last year. Mm-hmm. And she texted me and she's like, bitch, I can't get through it. I can't.
It's so scary.
No, and then I went to her house and she legit has mirrors everywhere. And she was like, look at my house. I can't listen to you talk about demons in mirrors when I live like this. And I was like, Katie, I'm so sorry.
You're living in a glass factory over
here. I know. Okay. Okay. So this is from Lynn underscore M underscore E on Instagram.
Lynn.
Okay, so here's my bed that has the forbidden mirror on the headboard.
That's a terrible name for a mirror.
No. And mirrors on headboards is such an like 70s thing.
I feel like it's better than mirrors on the ceiling.
I don't know. I feel like ceiling mirrors are very, like, you know exactly why they're there. I could definitely see, like, that being a mirror in the headboard is just a decorative touch.
Okay, just a little pizzazz.
Yeah. They were like, it's going to look really nice there.
I feel like mirrors on the ceiling would be, I suppose, passable if, but like when, just imagine, so you're sleeping, right? And then you wake up and it's like, ah! And it's just you staring back at you.
Mm-mm. No, I don't trust my psyche enough.
No, me either.
To not absolutely break into a million pieces and absolutely see demons crawling out of that. No way.
I would need to go on the grippy sock vacation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. A painted beach walls on the walls.
We're doing watercolor at 3.
Yeah.
After snack time. Yes.
100%. Okay. So Lynn says, when I was younger, for reasons unknown to me, I always had it covered up with mirrors or stuffed animals or whatever I could find to keep stacked in front of it. And then there is a picture of the headboard with pillows stacked in front of it.
Cute bedspread.
Right. Now, from before I was born until the summer of 2000, my parents owned and lived in a house in South Central Fort Wayne that was built in about 1931. The bedroom I slept in, with this bed, was set up in a way that faced my closet door when the closet door was open.
Oh.
When the closet door was open, there was a full-length mirror mounted to the door. I always made sure that that door was closed, and I could never explain why it had to be.
So were there, like, two mirrors next to each, like, reflecting
yeah, I think so.
Each other? I've heard that that's bad juju.
Yeah. Shit happens in mirrors.
Keep going.
One night, when I was 6, I know this because I was wearing my Megara costume to bed. I feel that so deep in my soul.
That is such a good choice of costume.
Uh-huh. Since we got to wear Halloween costumes to school and Hercules was still relatively new, having debuted that year, the closet door didn't get closed.
Oh.
I awoke thirsty, as was my custom.
I still do that.
Same. Gotta have that bottle of water by the bed.
Oh my god, and just slam it. Absolutely. In 30 seconds. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But when I awoke, I saw something move in the mirror.
No.
Are you ready?
No.
Something blacker than black. A void.
Stop.
I'm never gonna sleep.
Stop!
I'm sweating. This black void moved to the bottom of the mirror and then appeared to arm crawl itself out of the bottom of my mirror and slither past my bed to the bedroom door and out the hallway.
No!
Lynn.
Girl, are you okay?
I'm scared. All right.
I'm so sweaty.
I lost my place. Okay. Okay, I slithered out into the hallway. I don't know what happened or possessed me, but I got out of bed because all of a sudden I saw the kitchen light turn on downstairs in our kitchen. Poor sweet little 6-year-old baby.
She was brave.
Oh, I would have been terrified and frozen to my bed.
I would have resigned myself to death and just been like, yeah, it was a good but short life.
Yeah. Our house had a camel hump design. Effectively, the downstairs was a circle and the upstairs was limited. It was actually a pretty neat house. I missed the laundry chute.
What? Camel design? Camel hump?
Like rounded? Like it was a circle, right? Effectively, the downstairs was a circle.
Like a silo?
And the upstairs was limited. I don't know. Anyway.
I'm dumb.
Irrelevant.
I don't know what shapes are. Keep going.
So I got out of bed, and then I remember thinking my mom must have gotten up to get a cup of water. I also wanted a cup of water.
She had awoke thirsty, as was her custom.
Uh-huh. I start going downstairs and see my mom's silhouette against the opposite wall going sideways down the stairs as she used to because they were kind of steep, being an old house. But her silhouette had a head that had snakes or worms coming out of it.
What in the unholy hell?
Nothing good. Nothing good.
This is why you don't buy pre-war houses.
Mm-mm. And her silhouette was black as the void that slithered past my bed.
No.
I called and called after her. No response. Nothing. I did not exist. I began to get upset. I didn't want to get the water by myself, and I didn't want to go downstairs by myself. So I sat at the top of this tiny flight of stairs leading to the camel hump, thinking I'd see her when she came up. But she never came back up. I waited and waited and waited. I put my head down and started crying. Next thing I knew, my mom and dad came out of their bedroom door in the hall behind me, asking what was wrong.
No.
Demons. Demons.
And how soon after that did you move out? I would like an answer right now.
Oh, God. Okay. I told them that my mom ignored me when she got her cup of water and rocked right past me. She said she never woke up to get a cup of water. To this day, I will not walk in front of reflective surfaces at night, let alone look at them at night. And I've been that way for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Don't ever email us again.
You've been banned.
Just kidding.
Actually, that's what we want.
I would really like to know how long after. Like, how long did you live in that house? Oh my god.
Some of these comments are hysterical. Morgan.
I love this.
Said, I didn't know I should be terrified of mirrors, but thanks.
But I guess here we are. Thanks for the new anxiety.
Oh.
Woo, Lynn, that is terrible. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Okay, well, I have another spooky one.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's what I signed up for.
This says, oh my goodness, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello. My name is Haley, and Haley W., and my pronouns are she, her. I am a 20-year-old new listener from Michigan and have almost listened to every episode so far. I love the podcast. Thanks, girl. It gets me through my work week.
Oh, that's so kind.
Very excited to share with you guys the ooky spooky in my life lately. Lately? My fiance and I recently moved in with my grandmother and staying in the exact same room my great-grandfather passed away in.
Woof.
Woof. Yeah.
All right.
The real kicker is the giant mirror in the room covering the entire wall that he stinking died in front of.
Y'all.
You gotta take your mirrors down.
You know, I really considered putting more mirrors up in my house, and this is making me very deeply reconsider.
Yeah. I'm gonna need you to cover that one up.
That one, I can't. What would you like me to cover it with?
It's got light bulbs on it. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just real ooked. The real kicker is the giant mirror that he died in front of, and the fact I have been able to scry in mirrors for as long as I can remember.
Girl, no.
Ooh.
What a dangerous game you're playing.
Mirror scrying is something that I've always wanted to, like, get into.
Uh-huh.
I know William is really into mirror scrying, but alas, it is not for me.
I get really heaved about the idea that if you, like, look at yourself in a mirror in low light, your brain starts to try to, like, change your face and stuff. It tries to, like, fill in voids that it knows where things should go, but it normally gets things wrong. So that's why people see themselves, like, getting older in mirrors and stuff like that if you look at mirrors too long. And I think that scrying in a mirror would force me to look in a mirror too long. And I would heave myself the fuck out. And I'm not about that life.
So
well, I mean, I am obviously about
you
that
are
life.
About that life,
but I'm
this
also
this is your life.
I know. I'm okay.
Gross.
Continue.
He was a lovely man named Clarence. Oh, Clarence. He served in World War II and lived to be 92 years old.
Oh.
He came to visit me the night he died. I was 9 at the time, and I remember lying in the middle of my room on the floor of my father's house when a white figure, almost glowing, came into my doorway. He stayed there for what felt like a minute before continuing down the hallway to my younger brother's room, and I have yet to see him since.
Oh my gosh.
According to my mother, this was not my first time seeing a ghost. At the age of 4, I would tell her in vast detail about a woman who would sit on my bed at night. My room was the room my great-grandfather died in. She showed me her picture, and I claimed that was the woman. So down to the spooks. Oh, that was not the spooks? That was not the spooks.
That was the pre-spook.
That was the preamble to the spook.
Great. Great, great.
Earlier this week, I got out of the shower to see two... Sorry.
Are your eyeballs reading faster than your mouth?
Yes, they are. They are.
I love when that happens.
To see two fresh handprints in the fogged mirror. They were freaking dripping.
Ugh, that's the worst.
That's the worst. You know somebody just... It's like the scene in the Titanic where they're in the car and she...
Less cute than that, I suppose.
A lot more menacing than that scene, but...
Less sexy, more menacing.
Talk about ectoplasm. I'm so sorry. Edit that out.
I can't. They're here.
I vividly remember the size of my grandfather's hands. I fully believe it was him. Later that evening, my phone went missing, and I found it under his old grandfather clock, nowhere near where I had it last.
Aww.
Before the handprint...
I can just hear him being like, these kids and their friggin' phones.
This generation, they're getting iPhones. Before the handprint event, I set a cardboard box on a metal chair where it usually has sat. And when I came back into the room, it was sitting in my laundry basket multiple feet away. I ignored this at first, but since the handprints, his presence has just gotten stronger. Me and my fiancé are a little creeped to say the least.
Wow.
He was a great man with the best sense of humor, so I have no doubts that his spirit is still lively here.
Uh-oh.
As a...
This says live video paused.
Uh-oh.
Why does it say that?
I don't know.
Uh-oh. Oh, there we are. I think we're back.
We're back.
Sorry. Cool.
Sorry, guys. Okay. You might find... As a child... Blah, blah, blah. As a child, the strangest things happened at Grandma's, and there was a bump in the night. Casual ghost things.
Live video pause again.
Odd noises. What's your phone say? I love this. Do a jig.
Oh, it's because I have a laptop.
Do you need to plug your phone in?
Probably, but I don't have... There we go.
Hi.
All right. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
My phone has 20% battery. So if it happens again, I'll have to go grab my cord.
Go grab a phone charger. Right. I'll sing a little ditty while Taylor's
while I'm reading this next one. Why don't you text Ryan that I need my phone charger?
I will do that. Casual ghost things, odd noises, knocks on windows, strange items misplaced. One night, my cousin and I both heard the garage door being ripped open.
What?
But when we checked, it was closed.
No thanks.
I'm thinking it was Gramps. Since finding this amazing podcast, I put some deeper thought into the odd things that have happened here around me. Thoughts on the Ouija board? I haven't used one in years, but there's something telling me to bring her out again. My first and only experience was unsettling.
I got yelled at by my stepdad for having too many Ouija boards in this room the other day, so. Just... Oh, am I going to be able to? You got it. It's a stand, right? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
good
nailed
job.
It.
Good job.
Her first and only experience was unsettling, so I bet I'll be writing again soon with more ooky spooks. Lots of love to you too. Listen, if you pull out the Ouija board, it is obligational. You have to send us an email about it.
Yep. We don't care if you don't think anything happened. We still want to know.
I want to know if something did or did not happen.
Yes. Okay. I have one called Spoopy Story Time.
I love it.
All right. Hi, my name is Chris, and I am a fellow Indianan. Let me say. Sorry, it says I am a fellow Indiana fellow.
A fellow Indiana fellow.
Love that. Let me say, I highly enjoy listening to your guys' podcasts. It makes me, it makes my lonely, boring days go by faster since I am a utility locator for Crown Point, Indiana, and it's all work done by myself. But enough about me, I'll start with my story. I remember back when I was at least 5 years old and we moved to Lowell, Indiana, a super small town, super small little corn town. We all got to choose our rooms, and dumb 5-year-old me chose the basement.
Why?
Chris.
Come on now.
My friend. And there was a window at ground level that would see into our backyard, and for some reason, I had an irrational fear of aliens. I don't know if that's irrational.
I feel like that's a very justified fear.
Mm-hmm. And the dark.
Yes.
Also legitimate.
Great choice with the basement.
Uh-huh. I would absolutely hate looking out into any dark backyard through my bedroom window, and if all the blinds were open, I would refuse to even step foot into my room.
Really?
Another strange thing about my parents recently told me is that at odd hours of the night, I would wake them up and tell them...
Well, spit her out!
They're here!
Finally! No!
They're here finally to come take us all. This is why I'll never have children. I would yeet you so fast out of my house. Bro, they're here to get you. They're not here to get me.
Leave me out of this. This sounds very much like a you problem.
Yeah, fend for yourself. Oh, and how there are aliens above our house and that my room outside my window, my parents just chalked it up to my imagination. Fast forward to me a little bit older, around 9 or 10, and out of nowhere, like clockwork, and almost every night, I would hear a loud bang on my bedroom window. I honestly thought it was my dad trying to spook me. Sounds like dads. But it happened late at night and only when I was about to fall asleep. And it got so annoying after a while, I got the courage to look out the window after a loud bang. And when I opened my blinds, there was absolutely nothing there.
Oh.
It really sounded like a bird smacking the window. And I eventually got over it since it happened so much. And we didn't have any pets in my life, so it could not have been that. Fast forward again to me being 13. We just got our chocolate lab puppy, who to this day is my best friend.
Aww.
But late one night, she had to go to the bathroom since she slept with me every night. So I opened the door and let her outside. I watched her as soon as I closed my door and sensed something was off and not right. I looked down at my dog and she was standing at attention, her tail straight, and her hair on end. I thought, well, she's a puppy. It's probably just a squirrel or something she hasn't seen yet. So I stepped further into my pitch black backyard and stood there frozen with fear. I saw a set of glowing eyes staring at me from behind our huge apple tree. And it slowly laid down onto the ground.
No.
And came closer to me.
No.
No.
It was honestly so dark. All I saw were huge eyes and a huge dark shadow. I didn't know what to do, so I was frozen with fear, and I could feel my dog move closer under my legs because she was freaking out as well.
Go inside!
Right. I finally stepped out of all the fear and took a step back, and the thing or whatever, it started creeping closer and closer.
Oh!
I decided to get the hell out of there and picked up my puppy and ran inside, slammed the door, and just broke down crying on the kitchen floor. Oh my god.
Good move.
I didn't know what I saw. I was sobbing so hard. I woke up my family and my dad, of course, since we live in Indiana, grabbed his AR-15 and went outside. Yep. And said that he didn't see anything, but I swear I saw something. And to this day, I know something. I know I saw something. Why else would it have affected me that way?
And the dog.
Yeah. I never went outside again past 12 o'clock.
Good. It's a good ground rule regardless.
Yep. Nothing good happens past midnight.
No.
And I still get weird bangs on my window every so often. But that's my spoopy story time. I hope you enjoyed it and you air it. Thank you so much. I love your podcast and enjoy the laughs and good times you guys give me during my work day. Chris.
Ew.
You good, my friend?
I'm not good.
I am also not good.
Oh, God.
Terrified.
And like my rational part of my brain wants to be like, oh, it was a coyote.
Like a sneaky, slithering to the ground coyote?
No. That's probably not. I just wish it was, though.
Probably fucking aliens.
Listen, your husband did not respond to my request for your phone charger.
Okay. Do you want to entertain them for 30 seconds while I grab that?
Yeah.
Great.
Absolutely. All right. Want me to read a story while you're gone?
No.
Oh.
I want to hear it, too.
I don't know. Tell them something fun.
Okay.
Ask it. Oh, you can ask questions.
Ask me a question. Or Taylor, but she's not here right now. I can just hear the pitter-patter of her feet. Running away. Y'all. I'm not going to cheat. And I'm not going to... Would it be so much more awkward if I sat here in silence and stared? It felt awkward for me. I hope you all enjoyed that moment that we shared.
I'm coming back.
Thank you. Things went south really quickly. as soon as you left. Yes, they did.
Oh my gosh. All right. Can I unplug your phone?
Yeah, absolutely. When we threw these, they kind of all got I love this for us.
I know, I do too. Oh, you just got a little peek at the room.
That's okay.
Gotta plug my phone in.
This one we need to read.
Sorry if everybody's being so...
Are you guys getting motion sick by all of Taylor's heckin' jostlings?
Listen, I'm so sorry!
You would have thought that we would have, like, perhaps planned that.
Well,
ahead.
It's our first time.
It is our first time. Listen, we're learning. We're growing.
Gonna give us a little bit of grace.
Okay.
All right. Somebody asked what the favorite fall treat is.
Ooh.
Oh, and the kitty's name is Happy. He is the sweetest boy.
He's the one tooth wonder.
Yeah, he only has one tooth. So he's like, friend Denny, please stop. I'm sleeping.
Sleeping right now. It's fine, sir. Ooh. Okay, where are we at?
It's your turn.
Okay. I don't know which one to do. Okay, we'll do this one.
Oh, I was just going in order. Wait, is this one from my stack?
Yes.
I'm going to do a better job of keeping my paperwork together.
It's okay. So, somebody mail us a paperclip. We need it. Okay.
Color coding system.
I'm not going to read the subject line of this.
Ooh, for a surprise.
For a little bit of a treat.
A surprise?
A surprise.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to get right into it.
Uh-huh.
I don't care about pronouns. I'm a girl. Whatever you want. I used to trip on LSD frequently.
All right.
Years ago. I used to go on camping trips and, like, hikes while on it, and it was a very spiritual thing for me.
Okay.
It is like that for a lot of people. I would see how the world would connect and how everything had energy. But the story isn't about all happy. I just wanted to tell you how it usually was for me. One day, my ex and I decided to book a motel room in Teterboro, New Jersey, and do it. I had known my ex my whole life, and it was all right spending time with her like this because I knew her. Anyways, we checked in, and it wasn't like the Hilton or anything. It was like a regular motel at a non-popular town, so you can already imagine how it was. So we took it and we waited, and when it started to kick in, we would start to see this weird thing on the walls. Somehow the light in the room got dimmer, and I would squint and try to see what was on the walls.
So much shit happens at motels.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
As the drugs kicked in even harder, I started to see it clearly. The walls had blood splatter on them.
No.
Like, huge blood splatter.
No, ma'am.
Like, as if someone took a bucket of blood and threw it on the wall. I tried to go outside and get some air and come back in because I thought maybe I was just, like, imagining it. But when I got back in the room, I saw that the bed had a huge stain on it, like a puddle of blood right in the middle of the motel bed.
Oh, my God.
My ex was sitting on the bed at the time, and she was starting to feel it as well. She would just stare at me in times, and I got the feeling she was scared or something. So I asked her what was wrong, and she was hesitant at first, but then told me that I looked evil to her. That half of my face was like a shadow and I had this horrible, creepy grin on me. I wasn't smiling. I didn't want to tell her what I saw, the blood on the walls in the bed, because I didn't want to freak her out even more. I mean, we were on drugs and we couldn't drive or do anything, so I tried to calm her down by putting on a TV show. At this moment, I couldn't help but feel so restless, and I just kept seeing more and more blood throughout the room, each time getting more clear. I had this weird feeling inside of me, like I wasn't feeling myself. I was weirdly confident, weirdly narcissistic. I don't know. Well, eventually, I made us get off that trip by walking outside and getting connected to nature again. And I don't remember, but I think we also switched rooms. Anyway, fast forward 2 years.
Okay.
And I was reading this book about serial killers. And tell me why there was this chapter of the New York Ripper, and guess what? One of the murders he committed was at a motel room in Teterboro, New Jersey. The same motel we were at, but it doesn't stop there. Guess what room he killed two sex workers in? The room we were in. And you want to know what else? When I saw the picture of the crime scene, it was the same thing I saw while on my trip. The puddle of blood on the bed, blood on the walls. The man had beheaded the two women, cut their hands and feet so no one could identify them, and left the room a bloody mess. When I saw this, I was in shock. So yeah, anyway, moral of the story, LSD is not a recreational drug, it's a spiritual tool. Many may not agree with me, but those that know what I'm talking about. Love your show, listen to you every day at work, and I finally came around to tell you one of my stories. Bye! And that was from Kiara.
Holy shitballs.
Kiara?
Listen, I'm gonna go ahead and say, like, don't do drugs. But, like,
do you? Jess, like, Taylor's official stance is no drugs.
Maybe, like, maybe not drugs in a motel room or places that you're not familiar with.
I definitely would agree to no on the motel room. Yeah. I also feel the need to now pre-research hotel rooms and see if there has been
that kind of grisly activity.
Such things. It's like they have disclosures like that in houses.
Right.
And stuff, but not hotel rooms.
Right.
No. I wonder if they just stopped renting the room.
I think some of them do. What was it? I think it was the Queen Mary. They ended up just stop renting rooms.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yes. I remember. That was like your very first paranormal.
It was.
Woo! Many moons ago.
Many moons.
Jesus. Tell me something spooky.
Okay. I have a true crime.
Okay. Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is from Tasha.
Mm.
So, of course, I have also been listening, and I have a story that would make y'all hate cops even more than you already do.
Now listen.
Okay. We don't hate cops. We don't love some of the police work that has happened in some of the stories that we've told.
There's some cops that I know personally that I'm not a big fan of, but I'm not willing to apply a term to blanket all law enforcement officers.
One of my family has recently joined.
Oh, the coppery?
The coppery. So I'm about to be like, hey, let me come around with you.
Ooh, can we do a ride along?
I'm going to ask him. I'll ask him. He's got to get accepted first. He's got to do the rest of his shit, but...
Oh, we're in the preliminary stages of being a police officer. Yeah,
he's done most of it. I think he's, like, 90% done with his...
How fun.
Academy stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
The academy.
Yeah.
It's, like, very, like, rainy... Yeah, like, rainy London. Like, oh, just another day at the academy.
That's what I'm going to tell people now, is I did not go to college. I went to the academy.
I attended an academy.
People just will and hate me more than they do.
You're so pretentious.
Okay. So this took place Tasha's sophomore year of college. I was using Tinder and my Snapchat information on and I had my Snapchat information on there. I had this random person add me and he said he saw me on Tinder and added me. We talked and he was very graphic and had a huge ego. He hung out a couple of times and we fooled around, whatever.
Love that for you.
Yeah. Well, we lost contact and we started talking a few years later. He told me that he wanted me to come hang out with him and I told him okay, but we weren't going to do anything.
Set a clear boundary.
Yeah, I have a feeling I know where this is going though.
Oh.
Well, we've done stuff before, so why can't we again?
Oh, God.
I told him I wasn't a piece of meat to fool around with and do whatever he wanted with. And he said, okay, but if you notice me getting turned on, would you do something about it?
Ew.
And I told him, hell no. And I explained I wouldn't be coming. A couple days later, he hit me up while I was on a walk and apologized for what he had said. And he still wanted to hang out. So I told him, okay, but nothing would happen if we did hang out. Nothing was going to happen. He said he would control himself and that we would just watch a movie. And she has here a trigger warning for sexual assault.
Oh, God.
I got to his house and he offered me a beer even though he was underage. I said no, I was fine. So we went to his room and he was picking a movie. He asked me what I liked watching and he found Get Hard, which I can't even look at, let alone watch ever again without getting triggered. We were sitting and talking and he told me about all the new stuff in his life. He was in the academy to become a cop.
Oh.
Great. I told him congrats and all of that. He went to lay back in his bed and he pulled me back with him. He started grabbing me, kissing me, my neck and so on. I pushed him off and told him no, so he stopped. A few minutes in, it would start all over again, and we went through this process a few different times, and then came the bad part. Then he started guilt tripping me into doing other activities. So I guess you came all this way for nothing if you don't really like me and I'm an ugly person.
Oh my god. You cannot find a female who has not heard some variation of this narrative
before. 1,000,000%. I told him I never said that and he wasn't putting, and that he was putting words into my mouth, and he said, well, prove it. I won't go into detail, but after everything happened, I was a deer in the headlights and fright washed over me like a glove.
Poor girl.
I went out to my car after he told me he needed to take a shower and to go to his parents. I looked into my car mirror and I started bawling my eyes out. I had hickeys all over my neck, bruises around my hips, and I didn't know how to handle it. I called my best friend and she wanted to do everything in her power to help. I went home and my roommate didn't notice until the next day that I had the hickeys. She talked to some cop friends of hers, and she said that we should go to the town where it happened, so I went to the cops. They brought me into a room to get my story. I explained everything, and that they would reach out to the guy this happened with. I started getting messages from him about how I was ruining his life and his career, how I needed to talk to God and forgive him.
Oh my God.
White rage.
I'm gonna throw stuff.
White rage. The cops called me back. I went to the building and they brought me into a room. They said that they got his side of the story and they noticed some conflicting spots in the story.
Yeah, I bet they fucking did.
Yeah. So they went through what I told them and what he told them, and the cop got right in front of my face and was calling me a liar and that I was trying to place blame on him and so on and so forth. I started bawling and they went out into the hall to give me a minute. I told them that I still wanted to press charges. And that the cops kept telling me that they knew that I was lying. If the charges were going to be processed, then I would get notified. Ugh. After we got into the car, my roommate said, when we went out into the hall, the cop asked me if you were a notorious liar. I told him no, that I wouldn't have reacted that way if... I wouldn't have reacted that way if I was lying. I had more messages come from the assaultist, and he said that he talked to God and he gave him forgiveness.
Oh, did God give you forgiveness? Oh, I'm so glad for you.
He just wanted my forgiveness, and then he just kept apologizing profusely. I went through summer classes in college and failed pretty much all of them. At my job, I couldn't focus and started having day nightmares about him coming to finish the job. I went to therapy for about 6 months at a DV women's clinic, and that helped me a little bit. It took me a long time to be okay. I still go into that town and get paranoid that he will find me and see me. I'm in a loving relationship now and he knows about what happened. I still have nightmares and day nightmares along with dreadful thoughts of him. But therapy, my friends, and my family have really helped me through it all.
What a good survival story.
Yeah. Tasha, we're here for you.
I'm so sorry.
And every single woman that you know has a similar story. Just putting that out
there. It's like you hear stuff like that and it makes it very difficult. Not want to hate all.
It makes me want to hate all people.
Yes. Yeah.
Trust no one. Big Enneagram type 6 energy. Trust no one. Always fear everything.
Fear everything. Never leave your house.
Anxiety is king.
We love an anxiety. Oh my gosh.
Woof. Okay.
Okay, so this is from Curious Matt. Hi, Taylor and Jenny. Hi, Matt. I just wanted to say thank you very much. I've had a crazy couple of weeks and work and listening to you guys while driving, walking the dog, cooking, taking a bath, and everything in between has really helped me escape. I'm a relative newcomer to A Little Bit Grim. I just listened to the Lilith episode. That was a fun one.
That was a good one.
And I also really love the bathtub murder one. I loved that one too. That was a good one. Did a good one. I love geeking out on all things paranormal and folklore, so this is right up my street. Thought while I'm messaging you, I would also tell you about the one paranormal thing in my life that genuinely terrified me. My storytelling technique is probably not the best, so you might have to bear with me. Bear with me.
And we're here. We got you.
Got you, Matt. In 2008 to 2009, I was living in London. Ooh, in a flat shed with my mate from university.
Why are you saying it like that?
Maybe that's what he wrote. He wrote it with an accent.
Did he?
Yeah.
You can see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Cool.
It wasn't a particularly old building. I think maybe 100 years or so. Yeah, we don't have built.
Okay, my house was built in 1981. So
it's antique.
It's vintage.
Vintage house. It was also quite modern inside, so I definitely never had the feeling that could it be haunted, or at no time up to this night had it ever made me feel uneasy.
Okay.
So I was lying in bed, having woken up randomly at around 4 a.m. I'd been lying awake, staring at the ceiling for a few minutes when I felt my duvet, which was up to my neck, pull down sharply about a foot or so. So it was now resting at the bottom of my chest.
Oh my God. My happy cat.
Oh, sorry, happy. Did I scare you?
He was like, that was so loud. My friend Dinny.
Stop it.
It's okay. I figure it back out and goes back to sleep.
Oh my gosh. It freaked me out a little, but I tried to brush it off, thinking that maybe I'd kicked it down by myself in my half-sleepy state. About a minute later, I heard a scream come from my flatmate's Colin's room down the hall. It's a sound I won't ever forget. It's really hard to explain, but I knew just from the sound of his scream that he had seen a ghost. It's probably worth pointing out at this point that Colin is a 6-foot-plus former national judo champion.
Okay.
And needless to say, he doesn't scare easy. He's going to put that ghost in a rear naked.
Yeah.
Want
to fight about it?
He'll square up. Just a few seconds after the scream, he came running down the hall into my room. He was completely white and proceeded to tell me what happened. He woken up and he could see a blurry image of what looked like a person peering at him over his bed. Theo will do that to me in the middle of the night. Like, if he'll wet the bed and I'll be sleeping and I'll just open my eyes and he's like, Jenny.
No, that's how little kids get, like,
punched in the face.
Accidentally beat.
He will pop up. He'll spook you.
My fight or flight will kick in so fast.
Luckily, my fight or flight is just, like, I go, like, possum style, and I just, like, freeze.
You freeze.
I freeze. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I
fight, get punchy.
Get real punchy.
Okay, so we could see a person peering at him over the top of his bed. He was half asleep, and so he thought he was just dreaming or that his mind was playing tricks on him. But as he became more awake, the image became more clear until he could see quite clearly that there was an old lady stood by the side of his bed, holding a lantern and staring down at him.
Like, he accidentally, like, came into her time. And she's like, what are you doing here?
Probably 200 years ago, she was creeping through her house because she heard some dude snoring.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, what is that? So she took her little lantern and...
A frat boy!
A judo guy! Spooky. The part I found most scary is that he threw a pillow at the apparition, and it didn't move to the point where he actually had to run around it to get out of the room. I'm not ashamed to say that for the next 2 weeks, we both slept in the living room with all the lights on and Friends constantly playing on loop. Friends is one of my comfort shows, too. 12 years on, and though Colin now lives in Canada, we still talk about it every time we meet up. I know I'm going to regret telling the story just before I go to bed. I now live in a sleepy village in Kent. My house is small end of terrace cottage. I know from the deeds that it is at least... Guess how old this man's house is. Or person's. I don't know his gender. He didn't tell us. Guess.
200.
400 years old.
That's old. Almost as old as our country.
That's a lot of deeds. That's a... Older
than our country.
Why you do this to us? You put us in sticky situations.
With math.
And
with
history.
Education, science, geography.
All the subjects.
I'm so sorry.
We just need to stick with what we know.
Which is not a lot.
No, it's not. Oh. Okay, 400 years old, but they found evidence in one of the houses further down the road that parts of the buildings are at least 1,000 years old.
That's an archaeological dig.
No, they found Saxon remains under one of the basements.
My dream.
Broski.
Oh. Wow.
There's also a river running directly under my house. Under your house?
Ley line.
Which can be accessed through next door's basement.
And bamboozled. We don't build houses like that.
The math ain't mathin' for me. How is there a river under your house? Does it have, like, one of those turny wheels? You know, that, like, the water? A mill?
See, I am picturing, like,
like the, a river runs.
No, like the, oh, shit. The things.
Yeah.
Those.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Oregon or whatever with the trafficking and the people you covered.
Catacombs.
That.
Underground caverns.
Yeah, yeah, that. That's there you what go. I was thinking.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
This is embarrassing.
Thanks.
There is definitely something here, but has never felt malevolent. My puppy occasionally growls at something in the corner of the kitchen, and both me and my partner have heard a child's voice a few times, but I haven't yet felt the need to watch so many seasons of Friends on loop. Hopefully I will get up to date on your episodes over the next few weeks, but thanks again and apologies for the super long message. Don't apologize.
We love them.
We do. Just apologize for mentioning a puppy and not sending us a picture.
That's true. He did send us more pictures when he was going through Pluckley.
Oh, yeah.
So we have those pictures of Pluckley that I'll show you.
Oh, my gosh. How cool. Yeah. The entire haunted village.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
It was cool.
Cool. Okay.
All right. I have an email from Amanda. Amanda B., I think. Hi, Taylor and Jenny. I have been binging your podcast for the last few weeks at work, and I am just about caught up, so I thought I would share a story with you guys about the time that I was followed home late at night and didn't realize it until it was way too late.
Okay, but wait a minute. Hold on, though. Wait a minute.
Are we getting followed by a ghost, or are we getting followed by a person?
Wait a minute. Because when this is over, I have to leave.
Uh-huh.
And drive home in the dark.
Bye.
Bye.
It's one road. One well-lit road.
Yeah. Okay.
It's okay.
You live right next to a whole-ass woods nature reserve.
That's fine. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
A few years ago, I worked second shift, so I typically did all my grocery shopping well after midnight. One night after leaving the store, I noticed a car behind me. A lot of people in my town work in factories, so it isn't uncommon to see other people in the road late at night. So I just never gave them a second thought, not even when they followed behind me for my entire drive home.
Ooh.
I wasn't suspicious until they turned onto my dead-end road a few seconds after me. Alarm bells started going off in my head, but instead of driving by my house and turning around like I definitely should have, I pulled right into my driveway where I lived alone.
Oops.
Oh, it's those situations that you, like, think you'll do something different, and you don't.
Well, I think when you panic, like, your body reverts to, like, almost, like, muscle memory.
Yeah.
And you're just, like, get in your house where it's safe.
Right. I opened my car door and was stepping out when I realized the car was slowing down and was driving on the wrong side of the road where my driveway was. I did not ignore those alarm bells this time. I jumped back into my car and locked my doors.
Smart girl.
Good job. The car, which I could now see was literally a white van, pulled up and blocked my driveway so I couldn't back out. I'd be driving right through my yard.
That's a human snatcher 3000.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll pay a landscaper.
We can re-sod in the spring.
Sure can. I was panicking and afraid, but no one was getting out of the white van, and I couldn't see into the very tinted windows, so I pulled out my phone and called
911?
My sister.
No!
Not the police. Amanda! My brother-in-law picked up, and I told him what was happening, and he told me that they were probably just lost and not worry about it.
Don't ever talk to a man when you're in danger. Don't.
Literally the advice of men. I can't.
Well, why don't you roll down your window and see what they
probably would needed help.
You know what? Literally last night.
Oh, no.
It was probably like 10:45.
Uh-huh.
And there's a guy, and he's creeping up, and I can see him out my front windows, and he's like creeping, and then he stops right at the foot of my driveway.
Okay.
And so I'm like, Ian, there's like a dude.
Suspish.
So do you know what he does?
Goes aside, talks to him.
He literally just walks out the front door and like, hey, what you need? And the guy was just lost.
A woman could never.
And I would have, like, locked the doors and turned all the lights out.
Yeah.
And hid in my bathroom.
You left my house one night, and there was a suspicious truck sitting at the, like, in front of my house. And you were like, do you know anybody with this kind of a pickup truck? And I was like, no, sure don't. And you were like, there's one outside your house right now. And I was like, okay. So I went out and like stared at it. Like I stared at him through my front window from the safety of my own home until he left. But like,
you just have to be, you got to be mindful.
Women getting killed left, right, and center.
I am telling you, human snatchers are smart, but we're, they work hard, but we work harder.
To stay safe. Okay, my brother-in-law picked up, blah, blah, blah. She says, this was horrible advice. Luckily, I think the people in the van saw me on the phone and thought I was, in fact, calling the police and peeled out of there so fast.
Wow.
I didn't get a plate number because they booked it. I wish the story ended there, but less than a week after this happened to me, two men were arrested for attempted kidnapping just a few miles away from my house.
You are lying to my face.
The car they were arrested in sounded just like the one I saw that night. I can't say I'm positive that the people who were arrested were the same people who followed me home, but the similarities were enough to make me realize that it can happen, and it probably very nearly did happen to me.
Girl, you almost got body snatched.
Yep. I horribly regret not calling the police that night and at the very least giving them a description of the car. I told this story to a lot of people and it always ended with, call the police! Yeah.
Abby, is that you?
You're not being a bother, you're not overreacting, and you're not going to look stupid. Also, my brother-in-law has since realized that he was wrong, and we bring it up often how he almost got me kidnapped with his absolutely horrible advice. Before I go, I just wanted to say how much I absolutely adore your podcast. You guys have gotten me through my first few weeks at my new job, and I don't know what I'm going to listen to when I get caught up. Sorry if this was a super long story. Feel free to edit if you decided to read it on a grab bag. Best of wishes, and my pronouns are she, her. Thanks. Amanda, homie,
friend.
I'm so glad that you are still with us, intact, and not in a sex trafficking ring somewhere.
Somewhere worse.
Bad.
Somewhere that's not where you are right now. And let this be a valuable lesson.
911 is so easy to call.
It is so easy to call. But you know what? I feel like, one, if I was in that situation, I can guarantee you I would not even be aware of the danger happening around me.
Oh, 100%.
I go on a walk every day with, like, headphones, and I'm buried, like, in a book.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm... Is somebody following me? I don't know. I haven't checked.
There are requests for you to collectively... Can Jenny let us collectively know when she gets home safe? The fight that I have with Jenny every time she leaves my house. If I get an answer tonight, I am happy to post it to the Instagram. But at this point in our friendship, I just have her location.
Yes. Well, because you would send me kind of snarky stuff if I would forget to text you. She'd be like, okay, well, I'm going to call your husband because you've died.
Listen, I've been through my fair share of
trauma where people die. I have ADD. I can't remember.
No excuses now. You're medicated.
Yeah, but I took it a long time ago. I'll try to remember here.
Look. Oh, we're gonna...
Everybody settle down. I'm gonna set an alarm right now.
Good grief.
Okay. I'm gonna set it for 2 hours from now.
Oh, Amanda is on the grab bag, or is on the grab bag live with us.
Amanda!
she says, this was my story, and lessons were learned for sure.
Proud of you.
So happy that you made it out of
love okay. You so much. Oh my gosh. Okay, so this is my last story.
Okay,
this is from another Tasha who uses she, her pronouns.
It's the same Tasha.
Oh, Tasha. What about Tasha?
Two from Tasha.
Two Tashas.
Two from
stories
Tasha.
From a singular Tasha.
One singular Tasha.
One singular Tasha. Hey, so I know y'all are constantly talking about sending in encounters we've had. Encounters.
That's right. We are constantly telling you to send us stuff because we're going to do more stuff like this.
Yes. So continue to do this if you think this is cool because...
We think it's cool.
I think it's... I'm having a blast.
We're having a great time.
I'm a little nervous and sweaty, but like, fun time.
I have morphed my nervousness into just excitement.
Okay. I'll take it. I will take it.
Also, the wine helps.
I'm just sipping on my water. I'm parched. Okay, so here you go. In college, I went to North Dakota, and for homecoming weekend, we had a special event of a paranormal activist. Can't think of the word. Who came to campus and was talking
to
us.
A paranormal investigator?
Yeah.
and paranormal activist.
That's me. Like, I'm going to go march for the paranormal.
For the ghosts.
For the ghosts. We're here to represent you. An ally. A paranormal ally.
A voice for the voiceless.
A voice for the unseen. The slogan. I can't wait to put it on a sign.
Oh my god. I just want to have a protest now just for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ghost rights.
Paranormal activists.
That's how shall we be known.
From here on out. Who came to campus and was talking to us about a ghost that is attached to him. So he got to know well that attached to him, and he got to know the ghost well that follows him and helps him talk to other spirits.
Oh.
So we had a very old building from the 1970s. Not quite 1,000 years old, but close.
Old to U.S. standards.
Yeah, old to us. So that was haunted in the attic. Supposedly, somebody died in the attic, and they kept all extra stuff from the theater on campus up there.
Okay.
He told us that there was a spirit in the attic, and his ghost friend was trying to talk to the spirit, but the more he tried, the more the spirit got mad, and we were told to leave as soon as possible.
Scary.
There were numerous people that said they felt cold and felt very scared and could feel the negative energy throughout the room as the spirit was getting more pissed. So, we all ran out of the attic and went to a different part of campus to go through a different place that is, quote-unquote, known for being haunted. Surprisingly enough, we went under the stairs of a new building that was put on campus where the boiler room was. I don't go in boiler rooms.
They're really, really creepy to me.
They are really creepy to me, too. I think it's, like, the machinery and, like, the clunky. And also...
too many behind-the-scenes things. Things you're not supposed to see.
I saw Freddy Krueger when I was too young.
That's it!
Yes.
That,
yeah.
100%.
Okay, I'll stop. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I have ADD.
Got squirreled.
I got so squirreled away. Okay, the boiler room. Anyway, all the group went and stood listening. The paranormal activist was telling us as soon as he walked in, he felt an overwhelming presence of hatred and negativity. Apparently, they had torn down the old building that was standing and put up a new one, and the spirit did not like this at all, and there were over a dozen different spirits that were in the boiler room alone. He said he didn't want to stay long because of how negative it was, but he told us to be conscious about all these negative spirits and try to be aware. Overall, it was a crazy experience, and everyone that went to this was talking about it for over a month. If the paranormal investigator has... a ghostly Scooby-Doo best friend, and he doesn't want to be in the room.
You best not be in that room.
Yes, exit the room.
Follow the activist advice. That's all I got for you.
Ghosts deserve rights too.
Paranormal propaganda. I'm never going to live past... I'm never going to get past it. That's my new favorite thing.
Yeah, mine too.
All right. I have one more story, and then we did get a reminder to tell your glitch
in the major. Yep. Yes, I will.
Just keeping it fresh up here. All right. So this is from Taryn, and this says, "Hey there, spooky gals. First off, love the podcast. I work night shift, and I love to listen and creep myself out on my drives home at 3 a.m.
Oh, Taryn.
You are brave.
Same.
I listened to a creepy podcast, on my way to Michigan one night, and I was driving super late. It was like 11 o'clock at night. I didn't know where I was going. I'd never driven that route before. Then my GPS took me off, like, main roads and off into country roads, and the...
Country roads. I'm going home.
I wanted to go home. And I had to turn off the spooky podcast I was listening to because I was getting myself freaked out.
Time to listen to the Little Mermaid soundtrack.
Yes, I was like, I would like the Disney playlist.
Disney hits, please.
It was terrifying. Okay, a couple of episodes ago, you talked about sleep paralysis.
Ooh.
Big gulp. And I wanted to provide what insight I have so that you don't have to risk researching it yourselves.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Taryn. I have a problem with chronic sleep paralysis, particularly in times of high stress in my life. Thanks, 2020. I can have several episodes a week, or I can go months in between episodes, ooh, but it's always the same.
Ooh.
I wake up and I'm completely aware of my surroundings, but I'm unable to move or speak, and there is a man standing in my room. The worst.
Men.
I can't react or call for help, and I always have an overwhelming sense that he is there to harm me.
Ooh, God.
Why can't they just be friendly?
Because they never are.
On a few occasions, he has grabbed my arm, and it will actually begin to hurt, but more often than not, he is just standing in the corner of the room watching me. It feels so real, and I feel like if I could just sit up, open my eyes a little more, or call for help, I could do something, but it never works.
Ew, I'm sweaty.
I've been having episodes of sleep paralysis since high school, and it still shakes me up every time, even though it's been years. I hope that gives you a little more insight into the terrifying phenomenon of sleep paralysis. Hopefully you guys never have to experience it. Keep up the spooky vibes, Taryn.
Girl.
You good?
I'm concerned about you.
Same.
Drop us a line and let us know if you're okay.
Yeah.
That, I also hope I never...
I'm fairly sure that I have heard from her recently. I'm pretty sure she has messaged me.
Oh, really?
Or messaged the Instagram.
Okay.
But this was written September 10th of last year.
Oh.
At 4:30 a.m.
Go to sleep, Taryn.
She's probably scared.
She's probably driving home. Focus on the road, Taryn.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Tell your glitch in the Matrix story.
Okay, I will. So this is crazy. And I have, I'll post, I have a screenshot from Facebook when it happened. So I don't know if any of y'all went to elementary school. But
probably,
but I did.
And doesn't show.
Ew.
Sorry.
Just because I can't subtract without a calculator is so hurtful. There was like that Scholastic Book Week, and they gave you the blank white books that you had to like create your own story, and like. You would draw your cover on the outside, and on the inside, you would, like, illustrate your pages.
That sounds like a fun time. I don't think we got those.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm.
We did it, like, in first, second, and third grade, and this is my first grade book.
Aw.
I know. Super cute, right? And I...
Please be nicer to the little Jenny.
Yeah, I will. She doesn't deserve this. She tried to make a book. It's a terrible story, but I made it, and it's called... The Very Bad Birthday.
Okay.
And the cover is a picture of a cake.
Aww.
And it says, Happy Birthday, Patrick. Now, 6-year-old me did not know a singular Patrick.
Okay.
I had never met a Patrick in my life. I don't know where the name came from.
We just chose it.
We just chose it. My mom kept it in like a memory box for a couple years until we moved when I was like 14. And it was gone.
Okay.
We poofed. I assume that it was in, like, storage, but I never went through, like, my old memory stuff because I'm not a total narcissist.
Sure.
Until my friend Grady, who I met in college.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably, like, 17.
Yeah.
Was a manager at a local retail store here in Fort Wayne, and he was working the front end. That day, and a customer came in and handed him a book and said, hey, I found this in the parking lot. It looks important. And it was that book.
What?
So the book resurfaced in a Hobby Lobby parking lot. It was in like 2019.
Oh my God.
Like 2 years ago. So he calls me and he sends me a picture of the book and he goes, does this belong to you? And I was like, absolutely.
Why do you have that?
That's exactly what I said. I said, why the fuck do you have that book? And he said that a customer found it in the parking lot and brought it in because it looked
important.
Important. He just so happened to be the person working the front in a Hobby Lobby that day.
Right.
We just so happened to be friends.
Uh-huh.
He found a book that I wrote in 1995.
Uh-huh.
Crazy. And the craziest part was my best friend, Patrick... was driving to Fort Wayne from his hometown today for his birthday. He was coming to stay the weekend with me for his birthday on the day that Grady found the book.
That says...
The Very Bad birthday.
Featuring a Patrick that you didn't know anything about.
Yes.
Wild.
Wild.
Oh my gosh.
I will find the picture and I will post it.
That's insane.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. I have the book now. So if anybody would like a dramatic rereading, it includes a scene where I pee my pants. It was a very big stressor for me when I was 6.
On the next live.
The next live.
Jenny reads her story.
It was genuinely.
Give me a like if you want that.
Yes. It's very poorly written, and it would not be a good time for anybody, but it was a terrible birthday party for Patrick.
Bummer.
Super bummer.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So tell us about your dream story.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you've got likes coming in.
No. You guys. I'll find it. I'll find it and read it.
Oh, gosh. I'm, like, afraid of bringing the mood down. Is it going to bring the mood down?
Why?
It's the story about my mom. Is it going to bring it down? It might.
Have you told the other one?
The pregnancy one?
Yeah.
I don't think I'll tell that one.
Tell that one.
Okay. So, many moons ago, my best friend Allie and her husband were trying to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not the first dream that I've had that has been super weird. But I had a dream around this time that I was in, like, a Western. Like, it was... Saloon boo, Central.
Boo, boo.
Yeah, it was very weird. But I remember, like, walking out of a bar saloon, like, with my, like...
double
like,
doors.
Yeah. With my horse and my, like, cowboy boots. I don't know. But that's where I was.
Okay.
And I walk outside into the barren street, and my friend Allie is standing there, but she's in, like, completely modern-day clothes.
Oh, she's just an extra.
Yeah, just, like, walking around, and I was like, what are you doing here? And she's like, oh, yeah, I just wanted to sit and talk to you. So a picnic table appears, and we sit down at the picnic table, and she pulls out, she opens her hand, and there's a blue flower in her hands. And she says, I'm pregnant. And that was pretty much the end of my dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a lot of stock into my dreams. So I'd never want somebody to be like, oh yeah, you dreamt that, okay. So I always tell people when I have dreams about them, because, like, just in case this comes true, I want
you to be aware.
I want the proof there that I did dream this before you told me.
That I knew your life before you knew your life.
100%. So I texted Allie the next day, and I was like, hey, LOL, just so you know, I had a dream that you were pregnant, so I already know if you are. And she was like, haha, LOL, okay, do you want to go to Target tonight? And I was like, yeah, I do.
Yes, absolutely.
So we're roaming around Target that night, and we meander into the baby clothes section. And I was like, the fuck are we doing here? And I remember the look on her face so clearly. We had Starbucks, and she just, like, had her, like, straw in her hand, and she was like, I'm pregnant. It was like, bitch, I knew!
Told you!
But, like, she literally found out that she was pregnant the day that I had that dream, and that she hadn't even told her husband yet.
Insane. Were you the first one she told?
No! Because she was like, LOL, ha-ha. Oh. And then she told me at Target later. Okay.
So she really had to break the news.
Yeah. But, yeah. So that was...
So Taylor's a psychic?
Sometimes.
But, oh my gosh.
That was my little story.
Wow. I think that's all that we have.
Yeah. Let me scroll. Let me see if there's any questions that we didn't answer.
You didn't say what your favorite fall treat is.
Oh gosh. I really love a pumpkin pie. Like,
ooh,
a classic pumpkin pie. I'm not huge into, like, pumpkin drinks, but I can smash pumpkin pie. For sure.
My favorite fall treat is mulled cider, which I know,
ooh, like, that's pretty good.
A hot beverage is not the answer that you're looking for.
Right.
But that is my favorite fall. Oh, you know what? Actually, I can really fuck with a caramel apple.
Oh, I do love a caramel apple. That's good. Oh, I like that.
What is Friday's episode? It is a true crime. Ooh,
it's a good one.
It's a big one, you guys. It's gross.
It's good. I just finished editing it today.
I bet that was a disaster for you.
It really wasn't.
Was it?
No.
All right.
It was not bad at all. It was really, like, I was fascinated all over again.
Yeah?
Somebody said, how's Donut?
You know what? He's really good. He ate my plant and then threw it up on my couch yesterday. And today he got stuck on top of my cabinet. So he's just up to his normal bullshit
Oh, so much love just came in. Look. For Donna Boy. Oh,
man. Your favorite fall color.
Oh, favorite fall color. I'm a big burnt orange fan.
Black.
Wow. Original.
I know, I'm so lame. I'm sorry. I just am.
Oh, my God. Somebody said Taylor's face is making this whole thing for me. I get yelled at frequently at work for not being able to hide my face.
She can't speak with her inside face. Mm-mm. It's always her outside.
No. Let's see.
Yes.
Oh, send shouts out for BFF Candle Co.
Love that. Shannon, yes, send your Ouija story.
Yes.
Immediately. Please. Get to type in. You guys, this has been so fun.
This has been a blast. Oh my gosh. So if you like this, we will do it again.
Let us know though.
Yeah.
So like,
if this was awful and terrible and painful to watch, please also let us know.
I'm sure we'll see it when we like watch it back. Can we do that?
I'm not gonna watch it. I mean, we can.
I can't. I can't listen to the episodes back. I sometimes have a very hard time listening to the episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I have to, so.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, let us know. Aside from the part where Taylor had to go get her phone charger and you guys were stuck with me.
Sorry.
It's like, did you ever have, like, an uncle that was, like, the last resort babysitter where he would just, like, watch football and you, like, ran around?
But he wasn't really your uncle. That's what I had. I had my dad's best friend.
Yes. Similar.
That he was stuck with me watching 101 Dalmatians.
Yes.
For the millionth time.
Yes.
That's what I had.
Yeah. My dad had a best friend named Tex. He drove a big light blue 1960-something Thunderbird, and he don't talk like this, and he had, like, belt buckles, and he had a pool, and he would watch me and my best friend, but really, he would just, like, watch TV, and, like, we would be, like, 8, just splashing around in the pool. Did we drown? He wouldn't know. But it was very much that when you left. Unsupervised uncle who doesn't care and doesn't know what he's doing.
Nice. We have loved it. Would 100% watch more live episodes. need more episodes, like, one every day. I'm trying to convince Jenny to just move in currently.
Taylor was like, do you want to bring some, like, shirts over or something? I don't know.
Just like, you could bring your foundation if you wanted, and you could keep it here.
I have a charger here.
You do have a charger here.
How much more permanent do you want? I don't have a toothbrush. Oh my God. Listen to this.
Okay, I'm here. What's happening?
Sorry. This happened right before I came over here. Mm-hmm. I was brushing my hair in the bedroom talking to Ian, who was, like, charging his phone on the bed, and Theo was in there rummaging around just because...
Causing ruckus.
So he was playing around in the bathroom as I was looking at Ian brushing my hair, and I hear rattling through stuff, and then I hear my toothbrush turn on, and so I didn't even look. I'm just, like, brushing my hair, and I'm like, Theo, put my toothbrush down, and he goes... But I like how it tastes. I know. You did not put my toothbrush in your mouth. He did.
Again, I say, you can move in.
I will be keeping my toothbrush here. And I will be here at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. every single day.
I have a really funny toothbrush story, if anybody wants to. I guess we're here, so I'm going to tell you.
Tell me.
Okay, so again, my friend Allie. I had a spotty childhood, so I lived at her house for, like, on and off. Enough to have a toothbrush there.
Yeah.
And lots of clothes. Anything that I would need to crash there, I just kept there. And they had a, like, kind of like a walk-in closet in their bathroom.
Okay.
Where they kept all their towels and then all the toiletries and stuff like that. And that's where my toothbrush lived.
Yeah.
So, one day, I am walking past Allie, who is upstairs. And they had, like, a stairs that you could walk up and then halfway through you could start seeing the upstairs landing.
Yeah.
And I saw her sitting in her bathroom, scrubbing a pair of sandals with a toothbrush. And I was like, what are you doing? And she was like, cleaning the dog poo off my sandals. And I was like, that's my That's my toothbrush. And she's like, this is my dog poop toothbrush. And we just screamed at each other for like 30 seconds. And to this day, she swears that she did not know that that was my toothbrush. And I'm like, how could you not know? It was in a container, clearly next to toothpaste, not with cleaning supplies.
Has she previously used it to scrub dog?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you brush your teeth.
It was a regular thing. So.
I'm so sorry. I really want to pass away.
It was very traumatic. I'm sure that Allie's parents had to come upstairs and, like, assess the situation and find out who was bleeding profusely.
And dying.
And dying about this.
Oh,
when
my
we
God.
Made this discovery. It was horrible.
That's terrible. So. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, do you have a bright and shiny?
This.
Well, that's also mine.
Okay, great. Well, great minds. yeah, this has been fantastic. I love this.
I love it too. So, okay, so we'll do it again. Keep an eye out. We'll, you know, do it in the future. And we love you.
And be kind to yourself.
And others. Goodbye.